Blog Talk Radio.
What's happening, folks? 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's Patriot Nation Radio Show on the Patriot Nation Radio Network. Actually, it's the Trainwreck Radio Show on the Patriot Nation Radio Network. So we're starting the train wreck off with a quick train wreck. Good stuff. Tonight we have our good friend Kathleen Saucier. See, we're going to read an actual press release from her that is being released out to press agencies here and there and everywhere. And then from there, we will be just going on and on and on, see what takes us off the rails on the Trainwreck Radio Show here tonight. I'm going to come back in 3 minutes, 33 seconds, and we're going to rock and roll with this show. Shar, kick back, check this out. We're going to also talk a little bit about how the auction went for the Robertsons and the next auction and a couple other things. TrueTexasPatriotGear.com. We'll be back 3 minutes, 33 seconds with tonight's episode.
Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Dave Bray, America's favorite patriotic rocker, and you are listening to Patriot Nation Radio Network.
Let me get a unit to FDR on 112. Shots fired.
At DaveBrayUSA.com. Definitely want to check the video out. I worked with an organization called Lesma. It's a media watchdog for police officers when officers and law enforcement are being misrepresented in social media and all these different causes that are out there, you know, sort of pushing the blame. You know, they go out and they break laws for no reason just to prove that the cops, A, have to be police. They don't choose the laws they uphold. They uphold the laws because that's their job. Whether they're passive laws or aggressive laws, they go out and break them for the reason of to get a police response, which is just wasting taxpayer dollars, and I wish people would see that. These cops are putting themselves in harm's way on a daily basis. When your dad's a police officer and he goes to work, he straps on a gun and a badge. But these people are going into harm's way, you know, and it's an honorable job. It's one of the hardest jobs, and it takes a special person. And I think in this day and age, you know, we should be rallying behind them. But this song, Last Call, is about a fallen officer sort of giving his last sort of will and testament over the radio after he's been in a gunfight and he's hit and he's pinned down and he's not going to make it. And he just sort of gives his words.
I'm bleeding now. There's no time, no time.
Stand by for a special announcement. Emergency traffic only.
11:45. Prince William calling. 11:45. This is the final call for 11:45. Officer Ashley Gwinden. End of watch, February 27th, 2016. May you rest in peace.
Visit TrueTexasPatriotGear.com. Buy this gear to support efforts by like-minded patriots in Texas who met at the first Stand By Me for Liberty rally. The group is lending their time and efforts to help political prisoners to let them know they are not being forgotten. Visit TrueTexasPatriotGear.com and buy some gear and show your patriotic support for those who are standing for liberty.
Was free. So, brother, I ask you, are you going to stand by me?
You are listening to Patriot Nation Radio Live, 347-637-3942.
All right, folks, we made it. It's the Trainwreck Radio Show, and we are live. And again, we have all the updates and everything from Ms. Saucier as we have some details in the case regarding her son, and also in reference to a possible pardon. We're pushing to get him pardoned. by the next administration. Very important because this guy, you know, Hillary ran for president, 150 classified documents that she mishandled, lied about it under oath. It's crazy. Here's a young man serving time, a year in prison, for 6 photographs. He was just taken, you know, so he could have a cool memory of being down on the submarine in the engine room hanging out. It's just unbelievable. There's a new one. It's unridiculous. Ladies and gentlemen, we just came up with a new word here on the Trainwreck Radio Show. What's happening, Shaw? Welcome to the show.
Thanks. Not a whole lot is happening. I'm still recovering from our tremendous auction.
Yes, indeed. And I just want to do this real fast, ladies and gentlemen. I love that sound effect. Ladies and gentlemen, it's a Trainwreck Radio Show. And I want to just read real fast on a more serious note. I received today a press release from our featured guest this evening. And I'm going to read it here. And I'm sometimes semi-illiterate after a long day of work because my eyes are scrambling. So if I mispronounce or sound like I'm a little goofy, that's the reason. Jeffrey Adicott, Lieutenant Colonel, United States Army retired, Professor of Law and Director of the Center for Terrorism Law, St. Mary's University School of Law, San Antonio, Texas, filed a petition for clemency and a petition for pardon for Christian Saucier with the pardon attorney at the Department of Justice in Washington, D.C. on Monday, 9 January 2017. Christian is the Navy sailor who is presently serving a sentence in federal prison for mishandling classified information, which was taking 6 photographs of his duty workstation aboard his submarine while in port in 2009. Professor Adicott visited Christian in the federal penitentiary last week and on January 3rd, 2017, and prepared the paperwork for Chris to sign. Professor Adicott is known for his advocacy of military members wrongly accused of misconduct in the performance of their duties, as well as those military members who have experienced excessive or unjust punishment. In addition to his advocacy work, he is respected internationally as a subject matter expert on terrorism. Please contact either Professor Adicott or myself to schedule a media appearance to continue to raise awareness of the clear double standard within our justice system. And that comes from Christian's mom, Kathleen. And she's going to join us tonight, and we're going to get all the information on how you can help. And I guess we'll get the contact information for Jeffrey F. Adicott, Lieutenant Colonel, U.S. Army, retired here in a minute, Professor of Law and Director of Center for Terrorism Law at St. Mary's University School of Law, One Camino, Santa Maria, San Antonio, Texas, 78228, seems like it. That would be J. Adicott at STMARYTX. .edu, St. Mary, Texas, .edu, abbreviated, 210-887-0429. There, I have the information right here. Thanks to our Patriot mom and founder, administrator at American Patriots Against Double Standards. And I want to welcome Kathleen to the show right this very second. Welcome to the show, Kathleen. Thanks again for your time.
And thank you so much for giving me an opportunity once again to speak up about the double standards and talk about an update of where we are today.
Well, hopefully we're moving forward and in the right direction. I think you might be on the right track here in getting this pardon. Now, if Christian gets pardoned, does he get reinstated where he was in the military as far as retirement and all that stuff?
No, that's a
whole
separate process. Right, that's a separate process. There's multiple processes that happen in this whole – it's a journey for sure, and it's not something that's pretty simple and easy. It's pretty extensive. So the first step of the process really is to submit the documents as we did today. And it's a twofold process there, where one is requesting that he have an immediate release based on his time he's already served and be allowed to be with his family, while the pardon attorney and those that review the documents review for consideration an actual pardon. So that's some of the things that we're asking for today. What happened today, Professor Atticott flew to Washington, D.C., and he had some barriers when he got there. The address that was on the government website was the incorrect address. He got to the facility or where he went to, the address he had, and when he went in, they said, oh, no, that office has since moved. So he went to where they'd moved to. Thank goodness he had rented a car and drove there. He went there and spoke with the people at the front desk, and they said they tried to call upstairs to the pardon attorney office, and no one was answering the phone in the government office, even though it was during regular working hours for a federal employee. So they stated that they couldn't send him up there because no one was answering the phone. So he then was directed to go to the mail room where he could give it to the mail worker person there in the federal mail room, which he did. And the person reassured him that he would be hand delivering it upstairs, although there was no documents to say that he brought it in or turned it in, nothing to verify that he'd done this. So he then walked to a FedEx facility where they send out FedExes, and he also FedExed with request for return verification to the same office, the same documents. He'd made 5 copies, so he had enough. And so that was his journey today.
God bless him. It's really great that so many people step forward to, shine a light on this situation. And I hope I was able to help shine a light on the whole situation and maybe help with the progress of the case, because that was my main goal of having you come on the show in the first place. Because I believe what's happening in this country is there's a ruling class, and it's like almost like kings and queens ruling over the serfs and servants. And what our politicians are failing to remember is that we elect them as servants to the people. Yet they don't listen to the people. They don't hear our redress of grievances whenever we stand up in protest. They want to try to even walk into Congress and speak and see what happens. You can't. There's no way that you can properly redress grievances in this country, even though it's a right granted to us in the First Amendment, to peacefully assemble and ask for a redress of grievance. They'll never talk to you. They've got so much power and influence. They close and lock the doors, and you can't get in. The only way you can make any headway is maybe if you make an appointment with your own congressman locally when they have time off, which is a lot. I think they only work 100 days a year. So they're carrying a home office plenty of time.
Right. Even then, I think we discussed this past shows is that I attempted to make those contacts. I attempted to reach out to our local congressmen and was basically told that there was nothing that they could do. So I think sometimes the only alternative that you have is to go as public as we have within the media, within shows like your show, that you absolutely have helped to spread the word, raise awareness. I mean, every time I do your show or any other shows, I can tell you there's a definite increase in the numbers on our Facebook page, the American Patriots Against Double Standards. The numbers go up. We do a screenshot of it before the show, any show I go on, and a screenshot after, and every time we have an increase in numbers. So that shows people are listening, people are concerned, people do want to make a difference. You know, the other part that I want to bring up, there's 2 things that happened most recently. One is something that came out yesterday in the news, which is that the FBI has again disclosed that even more emails were accessed on Hillary Clinton's private server. Top secret emails were confirmed to have been hacked by foreign entities. And again, as we said, double standard, the elite group, that nothing will be done. You know, so I'm frustrated about that. I'm hoping this is going to give us an opportunity to get other mainstream media to actually listen to us, because here again, it's the clear double standard. You know, my son, as you said, 6 photos in 2009 when he was sitting in his submarine in port. He was not jeopardizing anything, took photos for mementos, which many of them were doing, and he's sitting in federal prison and having, you know, he's a convicted felon now, as well as lost all of his military benefits. The other thing I wanted to bring up was something that I included in a piece of the press release, was a rant that I went on when I, you know, I very rarely rant, but when I do rant, it's usually about double standards. And one of the things
I brought up was the rant.
That's okay. It was about the Fort Lauderdale shooter. So news reports are telling us that this young man walked into an FBI office and stated that he felt that ISIS was directing him to kill people. And so they dismissed him as having psychiatric issues, sent him off to psychiatric care. So basically, here's a young veteran who walks into an FBI office and states he's potentially a terrorist, or he's at least believing that he's a terrorist. And they dismiss him and they don't track him. And now people are dead and suffering because of that. And yet they spent millions of dollars harassing my son, our family, to create an illusion of what made them look like they made a successful catch, which was completely bogus.
And don't forget the millions and millions of dollars they spent squashing the rights of patriots in Oregon this time last year.
Absolutely.
Which eventually wound up with the murder of Lavoy Finicum by the FBI, and with four FBI agents under some sort of investigation. I guess the FBI is investigating the FBI, and that's going to go nowhere, which is another side of a double standard.
Absolutely. And again, we see this, and we see where, you know, here's an example of that never should have happened. That never should have happened. And what happened with that Fort Lauderdale young man, can we say that there's an absolute positive 99% sure that that wouldn't have happened? No, we can't say that, but what we can say is if they handled it with at least a portion of the tenacity that they handled my son and our family, going after us, spending all those the money, and as you said, the people in Oregon, we might have people never having had this occur in Fort Lauderdale. And how many other cases are like that? The Boston bombers, how many other people have they been aware of that they didn't spend the resources that they dedicated to going after and harassing true patriots like my son and those in Oregon?
It's crazy stuff.
This is Charlotte, Miss Saucier.
My co-host. Oh, hi, Charlotte. Welcome to the show, Charlotte.
Hi. Thank you. And I've been listening very closely, and I've been...
You're breaking up, Char.
Can you hear me better now?
Your phone's breaking up pretty bad. At least on my end, I don't know how it sounds out.
Yes, I can't hear her either. It's coming in and out.
Okay, I'll back in.
Thanks, Charlotte.
Beep, beep, beep. I was just, while we're waiting for Charlotte to come back in and make her comment, I just was scrolling around and I found here... while America was watching the NFL playoffs and the Golden Globes, the FBI quietly released 300 pages of documents related to the investigation of Hillary Clinton. Isn't it
Correct.
Funny? While Meryl Streep is up on the stage making a fool of herself, and ladies and gentlemen, Meryl Streep has been fired by Ron Howard as as Mrs. C in the rebooted Happy Days, it's getting ready to come up. So she has now been fired because of the lies she was spewing at the Golden Globes. Why do these people even... Their job is to act and entertain. Meryl Streep is one of my favorite actresses. Sorry. And now it's like, I don't think I can ever watch another movie of hers. Of being a foolish and perpetrating the lie.
The power that they have, because people look at them and look up to them as in some ways idols, unfortunately, you know. I mean, but we look at them with respect. I can't tell you the amount of people that I look up to that are, you know, you see them on TV and their roles and things like that. You're impressed with them. They're spokespeople for our environment in many occasions, which are to us true patriots that protect our environment. And then when we hear what they've been doing as far as standing up, what we saw in our election, the people that did what they did with regards to standing behind Hillary Clinton, even with numerous, you know, reports of criminality on her part as well as her administration's part, it's saddening because the power that they have over the American public was abused and misused. And to make people, influence people in a way that's unfair.
Yeah. And if she really cared about the handicapped, don't you think she might have mentioned the young man who was accosted in Chicago by four young people, tortured, abused, racially taunted, saying slurs with horrible expletives against Mr. Trump, President-elect Donald Trump? If she really cared about handicapped people, she might have spoke up about that young man, and she did not. So So it just goes to show that she really don't give a crap. She's just trying to stay in the spotlight, so to speak. It's crazy. Charlotte, you're back. You wanted to make a point. Go ahead, ma'am, my good friend and co-host.
Thank you. Is this better? Are you guys hearing
me
better?
Yes. There you go.
Wonderful. Wonderful. The issues that I'm seeing and that a lot of us are seeing with regard to the cherry picking of cases by the Federal Injustice Department is they tend to go after those cases that are easiest to bring to a conviction or a plea bargain for agreeing to plead guilty, which is why we see so many of these cases with regard to the Tamarussi brothers that were related to the Boston bombing, or the Fort Lauderdale shooter here who it's alleged went to the FBI in advance. And yet they will go after good people like your son, who obviously probably felt like he had nothing to hide. And because you stated that there were others within that he worked with who were doing similar things, and he thought, well, if they're not getting in trouble, then I shouldn't be getting in trouble either, so surely this will go away. But he was made an example of, and there he sits on a felony conviction in prison, in federal prison, and lost everything. Same thing with what's going on with the good men and women who took a stand in Oregon and also in Nevada. They're getting ready to face trial. And so they go after the easy pickings, the people who have genuine good hearts who think they have nothing to hide. And so they cooperate. And lo and behold, they get stomped on.
Right, right. And it's kind of absolutely correct what you said with regards to my case that I can speak to. So, you know, we my son, myself, you know, his wife, we all believed in our government in the sense that, you know, I worked for the federal government. I just had no idea that this could, if you told the truth, you know, that's what I said to the FBI agents when they were interrogating me. I'm telling the truth. Well, we want you to sign this statement. Well, that's not the truth. They were asking me to sign untrue statements, and I refused to do that. And they basically stated to me that it's only going to get worse for you, and it will get worse. You'll lose everything, and they were correct.
And
yeah, and it's very sad when that happens because
they're doing it to Americans.
Yeah,
their own people.
Exactly, and as we are learning, those of us who are on the outside and observing these things unfold, as we are going down that rabbit hole, as some of us refer to the system that we are seeing, as we're learning, it is so deeply entrenched in underhanded, nefarious, and backroom dealings that there just really isn't a system of justice any longer. Law enforcement agents and investigators don't have to do their jobs any longer. They rely on misinformation, informants, people that don't necessarily have to stand up in a court of law, take an oath, and be held to that oath to tell the truth and nothing but the truth. So help them, God. It's disgusting. And good men and women, known and unknown, are rotting away in the U.S. prison system. And sadly, we are, of the industrialized nations, we're number one on the globe for incarcerating its own citizens. And that's sad.
Yes. It is sad. I mean, what I've seen in my eyes have definitely been open since I've had the time to visit with my son and the people that are sitting in the federal prison with him. How many of them, you know, Obama is pardoning drug dealers, you know, pretty violent offenders left and right. And I'm seeing the people that are in, you know, my son's in a prison setting right now where it's nonviolent offenders, at least for this, you know, this case that they're there for. And there's many of them that are in their 60s, 70s. They're elderly men. And they're sitting here in prison for something that they did for a mandatory sentence that they got, the maximum mandatory that they could possibly get so they could make an example of them. Mm-hmm. And they're, because exactly what you said, they were easy pickings. Here's a 60-year-old man And he's, you know, okay, yeah, I did something wrong. I'm not saying they didn't do anything wrong. I don't know their case, and every case is individual. But they accepted responsibility, and now they're sitting there in a mandatory 10, 15, 20-year sentence. They're going to be 80 years old. And how? What kind of a threat are they to our society right now?
Precisely.
Wouldn't they be a more productive individual being in society, maybe paying restitution or on probation or something like that? But instead, they're sitting in prison.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And it sickens me to my core. And the deeper you dig into it, the more you discover that 50 to 80% of these prisons are privately owned, traded on the on Wall Street, and so they have to answer to their stockholders, and it just gets deeper and deeper the more you go, and you start to realize, the light bulb starts to come on, and you begin to realize that this is an industry. It's not a system of rehabilitation and punishment for true and actual crimes. It's an industry. It's a corporate industry of slave labor, especially when you look at the 13th Amendment and see that it's less about freeing slaves and more about creating a means of enslaving citizens for a crime. Because it clearly states slavery and indentured servitude, except in the case of being found guilty of a crime, is prohibited.
Right. Yep. So, you know, part of, again, you know, what I've said to you, you know, Mark, is about in today I'm fighting for my son. You know,
right.
American patriots against double standards. I'm fighting for everyone that I can fight for, and I've learned, and my eyes are opened, and we've over 17,000 people on our page, and we're ecstatic about that. And we don't just talk about my son's case. You know, I post a lot of the updates. That's kind of my role and responsibility. But the other editors on the page, you know, two of them, which deployed with my son on the submarine, feel so strongly about these double standards that they are the ones posting the other articles to raise awareness about double standards, not just for my son's case, but others. But I can tell you that my eyes have opened, and one of the things that I recognize is I have a strong faith in God, and I believe that God has provided me with a mission, something that I'm responsible now for, that my eyes are open, and I need to, it's a difficult choice, but I recognize and acknowledge the fact that God has brought to my awareness something that there's many men, and I'm sure women, that are in the same situation, similar situations as my son, many who have been wrongfully accused, many who have had severe and, you know, malicious punishment, malicious prosecution, as in my son's case, where the punishment far outweighed what the crime was, particularly since many others were having the same thing. So I can't be quiet anymore, and I don't plan to be quiet. You know, as I said, I was a federal employee, and I made the decision to resign my position because part of, as a federal employee, under the Hatch Act, you're unable to speak out against your government. So I made the decision that that's what I was going to do, and I need a job at some point. Financially, I'm struggling, and this has taken a huge financial slam on us, both, all of our families. But what I am going to say is that I think every one of us has a voice, whether you're chosen to use that voice in a different way, as I believe it's been brought to my attention, and I have a purpose now, I have a mission and something that I need to do. I think we all have a voice, and we all, you know, I always say, take a stand, use your voice, speak out. Today I posted a call to action on the Facebook page, just like you mentioned when you read the press release coming in, is that every one of the people, 17,000 people follow our page, people listen to this show, everyone has a voice. It takes courage to reach out. But I think in our new administration that's coming up with Donald Trump, I believe we should have more courage. I believe that we shouldn't be afraid to say, hey, wait a minute, this is wrong. So my call to action is reach out to your local media, because 17,000 people aren't sitting in New York City. They're all over the United States on that page. I had people reach out to me today from Oklahoma, from Oregon, from California, from Texas, from South Carolina, from Florida, all over, that said, send me the press release, I'll send it to my local media. And they're like, I just live in a small town. I'm like, no, that's what it's about. It's going to take us small town patriots to make America great again. And part of it is using your voice.
You've got that absolutely correct. And I would like to encourage you as a mom, from one mother to another, you absolutely, for right now, until he is pardoned or given time served and released, that you are your son's number one advocate. Once he's released and or pardoned, then you pick up that mantle of speaking out on behalf of everyone else. Until then, you stand firmly as his number one advocate, because right now you're pretty much all he has.
Well, I can say that he is very blessed to have a beautiful wife. Yes, and a beautiful wife and a beautiful daughter. And his wife visits him twice a week. It's a six-hour drive round trip for her, and she makes that twice a week with the baby. And, you know, she's pinching pennies and doing everything she can so that she can continue to afford to do that, because she is his rock in that way. You're right. My voice isn't loud, and my voice is has been heard in many ways. But that's because of shows like this. That's because of Fox News. That's because of people like Greta Van Sistern and Sean Hannity. Mm-hmm. Those people that were willing to say, this is wrong. We need to take a stand and talk about this. Rudy Giuliani speaking out about it. Donald Trump speaking about it at rallies. Governor Pence speaking about it at rallies. So the people that were willing to say, hey, this is wrong, those are the people that are raising the awareness. And yes, it's part of it is because I, as a mom, am using my voice. And you're right. I thank you for affirming that for me, because there's a part of me that feels guilty some days that I'm not fighting more for the other people yet. And but I also recognize my role is to protect and serve for my son right now and fight for him,
ma'am.
Because I am his voice.
Yes, ma'am. You are his number one advocate. When he is out, not if, when he is out, then you and he together, because I can promise you, as a veteran, he's going to pick up the torch as well with you. You and he side by side can continue carrying that torch and that mantle of liberty for the rest, because he will have that firsthand experience of everything. And then you can
And I don't know that he will. And the only reason I say that is because he's tired and he just wants to be with his family.
Sure.
But I know that his voice will come through me. And I know that having seen what he's experienced,
I'm not saying right away, but I just feel that probably at some point when he's had his rest and his time with his family, and it may not be very loud. You know, it may be one of those quiet behind the scenes kinds of things. You never know. There, it takes. Right. I liken it to the body of Christ. We all can't be the head. We all can't be the feet. So it takes all parts of the body for the body to function.
Right.
Amen. Yeah. It's pretty crazy what's happening.
You are listening to Patriot Nation Radio Live, 347-637-3942.
And of course, we all got to keep talking. It's up to us to keep the stories going. Now, we mentioned earlier the case in Oregon with the Malheur Wildlife Refuge takeover and stuff like that. And that's still very popular on the pages. It's floating around. Why? Because we keep talking about it. And I promise you that I will continue to support everything you do and say and post your post and do whatever you need me to do and say to help your cause. I am here as a tool for you to spread your message. I mean, you can come on anytime. Just send me a message. Hey, I got an update. Can I come on for 10 minutes? Can I come on for a half hour? You're on. I will get you in no matter what. Hello?
Yep. For that, I'm so grateful. I'm so grateful that you've opened that door for us. And I know, I think the last time we were on, I had Ron on, the other attorney, right?
Yes.
And he's still fighting. He has put together a packet to include with the pardon request, and he'll be sending that along to the Trump team. He was the one that came with me to New York and met with people at the Trump team, and so he's still on the fight with us. He's trying to take care of himself physically because, as we mentioned, he is a disabled veteran, and you know, he's been struggling a lot with some physical issues, so that's some of the other reason why we are grateful that Jeffrey came aboard to help support as well.
Yeah, that's good stuff. And his wife, I see his wife posting, your attorney's wife posting a lot of stuff too. And
she's very
active in this.
Yes. She's an angel in our corner too, sure.
Amen. We all need them angels, I'll tell you. Now, you have any, because like you said, you guys are on a shoestring budget. She's driving up twice a week, 6-hour drive both ways. That's a tank full of gas. Do you guys have any ways that you're trying to raise funds to help out with your cause so that she can continue to bring his daughter and herself up to see him twice a week and stuff like that and help pay the bills while he's incarcerated? Because I'm sure the bills are piling up.
We do. We have a GoFundMe page. I actually, it has been pinned to the top of the American Patriots page, but I pinned the press release request or the, you know, the people asking people to send that out today. So after the show, I'll pin the GoFundMe account back up there to the top of the page. So the GoFundMe account, we've been very blessed with a little over $10,000 that's been donated since my son went into prison. And the part that's been so great for is that, you know, obviously their bills were exorbitant. They have had to surrender vehicles. They're trying not to lose their home. One of the things that the federal government did over the 5 years of investigation that they put us through was they attached my son's, he had owned a home in Connecticut and then moved and transferred because his duty station was transferred to New York. So he had purchased a home in Vermont with this pending sale of his home in Connecticut. Unfortunately, when they charged him, they attached those things as a way for him to be out on probation. So they held those things, and he lost the sale of the home in Connecticut. So it was rented out, but people weren't paying rent, so they got behind on those bills. So they had two homes that they're responsible for. That home is going into foreclosure, and they're hoping to not lose their home that's in Vermont. So financially, although $10,000 is a tremendous blessing and a wonderful thing, it's just barely touching anything that's happening for them. So any amount that anyone could donate would be wonderful. And obviously, he's not getting paid, and they have no health insurance. So there's all of those things going on that those expenses have been able to help supplement.
Well, that's a real drag because it's tax time, and if you don't have insurance, they're gonna nail you. And I heard the fine is over $2,000 this year. That's unbelievable. They're gonna fine you because you can't afford something.
Mark, just call it what it is. The healthcare tax. It's not a fine. They can call it a fine, a penalty, whatever. It's a stupid tax.
Yeah, and that's how they got around it, and that's why Judge Roberts said, well, it's a tax. I don't know, some kind of bull crap there. It just aggravates me. And the Facebook page that we're talking about here is American Patriots Against Double Standards on Facebook. Find it, folks. Good stuff. There's a lot of information there that will help you out and understand what's happening in this case fully if you don't figure out what's going on here yet. The double standards in this country are running rampant over the American people. What's good for us is not good for them. Obviously, the liberals on the left-hand side have decided what's do as we say, not as we do is the norm for them. They do what they want. They come and go, spend billions of dollars on vacations and wasting taxpayer dollars all over the place with frivolous investigations and harassment of patriots across this country. And we got to keep talking. That's all I got to say is we got to keep talking. And it is absolutely my honor to have you come on my show. I mean, because I understand a lot of things, and this is one of the things that drives me crazy, is that Hillary Clinton was actually able to run for president. It just irritates. That this was allowed while Christian sits in prison. It's sickening to me. And that's why, like I said, you always have a platform here on Patriot Nation Radio. Now, in some other news real fast, I want to play a tune. Today in Florida, a police officer was murdered. The gunman is on the run. And I just want to, pray up to say a prayer for his family and his loved ones, and play a song. Dear Lord, please watch after the families of these officers that are being senselessly gunned down just for being police officers and trying to uphold the law and keep the peace among the people. Lord, also watch after those who are senselessly incarcerated over silly stuff that they should not be incarcerated over. In Jesus' name, amen. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to play this tune, DaveBrayUSA.com. You can find this. This is Last Call. This is about an officer's last will and testament as he lies, wounded and dying. Last Call, Dave Bray.
And who held up in blue lines? Stand tall, stand strong.
officer rest in peace, and may his family be blessed. May the Lord watch over them and pull them through these tough times. Once again, in Jesus' name, amen. Now, real fast, I'm going to move on a little bit here just for a couple of minutes. Kathleen, please stick around. I want to give out all the information, websites, GoFundMes, and everything right before we end the show, okay?
Okay.
Folks, True Texas Patriot Gear is doing some great things for our P3s, the political prisoners, the Patriot political prisoners. And they held an auction for the Robertson. We'll let Char tell us a little bit about how the auction went. But first, briefly, for some who may not know who the Robertsons are, just do really fast, quick synopsis of their case and how the auction went.
Oh, let me tell you. Joe Robertson, 77-year-old veteran of the Navy, so you can guess he's Vietnam era. Bless his heart. He jumped through all the proper government hoops to put the stock ponds on his land. His land is up in Montana. His wife, Carrie, is a volunteer firefighter, and part of the reason for having the stock ponds was to have ready water to refuel her truck, her, you know, pumper truck. Well, I'm not exactly certain on the details of how it got started, but the EPA came in and decided that they were going to charge Joe with contaminating federal waterways that are over a mile away from the stock ponds. He was taken to federal court and found guilty of contaminating federal waterways with his stock ponds, even though he'd already gone through all of the permitting processes and had the permitting permits in his hand. Needless to say, the 15 years was talked down to 18 months, and he is sitting as a convicted felon in a Colorado federal prison. Felon, similar to what Ms. Saucier's son is going through. He lost all of his pension and everything. So there's poor Carrie sitting up there in Montana with no means to support herself. So we picked up the reins at True Texas Patriot Gear and held an auction on her behalf. Normally, for the P3s and their families, we ask that the P3 or the family provide something of their own work, you know, something to help themselves, because we do a hand up, not a handout. But in this case, it fell under that widows and orphans kind of clause. She's not really widowed, but she may as well be. So we held the auction this weekend. We had over 40 items donated from the community, and we were able to raise more than $3,000 in just the bid alone. And I want to say
I want to say that
the GoFundMe that she has received over $400 in direct donations, and none of us has an idea of how much in Walmart gift cards were sent her way, because that seems to be her local mall. So,
right.
You know, folks were also encouraged to send Walmart gift cards to her for groceries and anything else that she might need. So yeah, we were able to send her well more than what she needs, because I believe last I was told is that her average monthly expenses are about $500 a month. So she'll probably get through the winter with some firewood and be able to hire someone to plow her drop.
Hallelujah. Now you got another, because we have how many P3s are left in the Nevada Oregon case besides like Shiler Barbeau and Joe Robertson, who are not part of the Oregon political prisoners?
Right.
A lot of guys.
Right.
I think we got 14 of those plus others. Of course, Christian being one of the – he's like a political prisoner, because this is obviously – his case is obviously politically motivated. But what's the next auction coming up you got coming up now? One more in January, or you got more than that in January?
We have one more in January. We have two in February. And we realize that True Texas Patriot Gear, we just shortened it to TTPG. Our board of directors realizes that all of the families have needs, and it's so hard for us to decide who's going next. But we had to make a decision. Now, the October 27th defendants who were found, who were acquitted, we no longer support them directly from the website funds. They all understand why, except for the, you know, the two Bundy men who are now facing Nevada charges. But the remaining acquitted defendants, they totally understand. But we are holding an auction on the 20th through 22nd of January for Ken Medenbach. Yes, he was acquitted. However, while he was undergoing this trial, he was also dealing with some personal medical issues. And so he's got medical expenses coming out of his nose. And so he's presented some wonderful chainsaw woodwork that he does. And these aren't those giant ones that you see. These are smaller pieces that are easily shipped. So he's provided us some chainsaw art that he's going to put into the auction. And then, of course, you know, we will take donations for that. And that'll be the 20th through 22nd. And then Sean and Sandy Anderson, the couple that were part of the last four at the refuge, they, of course, together have to attend the February 14th trial. And so neither of them can remain at home to handle expenses. We'll be holding an auction for them the first weekend of February. 2 weeks after that, we're holding one for Jeanette Finnicum, Lavoy Finnicum's widow. And that's to help her with her multiple legal expenses. Not only does she have to consider the wrongful death and civil rights abuses against her husband being murdered, but also the constant battle she's having with the BLM. They absolutely refused the $12,000 that she attempted to pay them to reinstate the grazing rights that had always been there. So we're going to attempt to help her. We have not scheduled anything any further out than that, simply because we want to wait and see if there's any kind of major uproars that are coming. But we did notice that the Hammond family, on the same weekend that we were doing ours, theirs was meant to be on location, but due to weather, they took it online, and they received, I haven't seen any, you know, final tally, but just looking, because I attended, if you will, just looking at what was donated and some of the bids that I glanced at, they received a major outpouring from the community online and in place. And there's going to be some other things that are in the works that other folks have approached me about, since apparently the word's gotten out that I know how to run an online auction. But I'm going to keep that under wraps for right now. But the community is more than happy and more than welcome to step up. It doesn't have to just be True Texas Patriot gear. It can be an individual. It can be a group. If you want to run an online auction, but maybe you just don't know how, I'll be happy to share a file of rules and guidelines, walk you through it, and community can do this. We can make it happen. I'll help you as best I'm able, and as long as we don't step on each other's toes with dates and so forth, so as to, you know, exhaust the community at large, let's make it happen.
Right. Hey, real fast, I have someone on the line wants to clarify a little bit about Skylar, because it did not present the correct information. Jill, real fast, tell us what's the deal with Skylar Barbeau's case and how he's involved still and what's going on with him.
Yeah. And hi, Shark.
Hey.
By the way, but Skylar is in a different prison or jail than the others on some different charges that resulted from a different case altogether. But Skylar is actually charged for Bundy Ranch as well, so he's part of that trial. I don't know how that's going to work for him being in a different place already on serving time for another charge, but he is part of Bundy Ranch. He was there.
Right. Well, they just shuffle them back and forth and back and forth and just wreak havoc on them. Like they
did.
Yeah,
he's actually serving time for a completely different charge. Yeah, right now he's serving time. But his mother is extremely concerned. His mother's name is Stacy. She's very concerned because of his legal representation. Apparently, you know, when this all first happened, he had a lot of support from many of the Patriots as far as some legal representation, and that has not happened. And her last phone call to him that I had seen information about that, you know, he's very, I don't know if distraught is the right word, but he's kind of feeling down because that has not happened. He's not getting good legal representation for these upcoming trials either. And I just wanted to put that out there.
I did a show on Skyler a while back when he was first incarcerated. I believe I had Maureen come on, a young lady named Maureen come on the show. Another disabled veteran person. I want to thank you, Jill, for coming on. I want to thank you for coming on and straightening that out for us. So I'm going to put you back on hold. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
All right. Kathleen, we got about, 2 minutes. And you just informed me that at the top of the page, American Patriots Against Double Standards on Facebook, you pinned the GoFundMe there. Folks, if you want to help Christian and his wife and daughter and Kathleen, GoFundMe is pinned at American Patriots Against Double Standards on Facebook. Seek that out. Is there some websites and stuff too that people can go and show support and get information on the case and other cases?
Well, the best thing is the American Patriots Against Double Standards. We're trying to make that like a one-stop sort of site. We have an actual website, and that's the APADS, APADS, which is American Patriots Against Double Standards. If you go on the Facebook page, that's perfect. If you want to email me, my email address is my name, Kathleen Saucier, at ssfvv.com, and that's also on the Facebook page. So I'd welcome an email or anyone connecting with me through Facebook. That's just been our easiest way to do it because, for the most part, people use Facebook. But if they don't, they can go on and request to be on a mailing list for the actual website, which is APADS, APADS.
Excellent. I want to thank you so much for coming on the show again. And like I said,
thanks,
you can come on anytime you want. No problem.
And my biggest request are
the
prayers.
Yes, keep praying. Keep praying, folks.
Yes.
And you know what? I usually end the show with the Star Spangled Banner. I'm going to find my friend. I want to see if I can find the show song on the board. It's one of my favorites. But anyway, I want to just touch base real fast about what we have coming up this week. Of course, Thursday we have A Conservative's Perspective with James Bostic starting at 7 p.m., followed by me, your host, Mark Hoffman, and the Patriot Nation Radio Show. And this week I have Shalise Finnicum Finch is going to join us, and we're going to talk about the event coming up on the anniversary of Lavoie's murder. They're going to go out, and they're going to have that meeting he was going out to. And they're going to hold that meeting, and they're going to remember
awesome.
This fine patriot who gave his life for all of us. Folks may not understand it, but this man gave his life for all of us, like a soldier. He did that for you, and he did that for me, and he did that for our next generation of little kids that are growing up in this country who want to live free and have liberty. And we're going to have her on this Thursday, 8 o'clock, live on the Patriot Nation Radio Network. And I found that song, and I also want to tell everybody about Constitutional Truth with my co-host here, Charlotte Sines, one of the hardest workers out there in the Patriot community. TexasPatriotGear.com and all that fun stuff. I want to thank each and every one of you for tuning in. Don't forget all my other friends, Brian Lang and Truth Emerges, Tony Schwartz and Cave Radio Broadcasting, Pastor Sylvester Bland, Tal Pallard, and Slider Joe and all these other great radio shows. Folks, make sure you get out and check them out. And I want to play this song. And don't forget, folks, always keep your mind set on Jesus. Tamisha
hey, everybody,
Pruitt.
Tamisha Pruitt here with my boys again.
TJ.
And we just want to encourage you to wake up with your mind set on Jesus and to seek the Lord early through prayer and through His Word. So we pray you be encouraged. All right?
Yes.
All right.
Don't you know that I woke up this morning with my mind?
Good night. God bless America.